Christy, Heidi, and Frank. Rocks.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Plus, Heidi and Frank show. Talking about drugs. What weird thing did you believe when you were high?
My God, just during the break, the people in this room, the stories they've told. I don't see how the audience is going to beat these people.
I know Eric, he's got a story. What happened?
You gave me something. And I swear it was laced because my buddy was working on a musical at the time. And he said, you want to come in here and hear this? And it had full orchestra. And I still remember the colors of the music. I had never seen music before, but the colors would just erupt out of his computer. And I remember the violins were pink. To this day, the guitars were blue and the bass was purple. And every movement changed colors. It bounced off the ceiling and then the wall and into my ears. And I felt the colors. Whatever that was incredible.
Best thing you ever had,
music,
right?
Became colors that you saw.
I could see them all, Frosty, bouncing.
Can you imagine that, Frosty?
Is it possible that maybe when you get really high on all this stuff, that's the reality, and that without that, we're like, we don't see reality?
Like, yeah, like music does, you can't see music, but you have to be on that plane to see it.
Right.
He finally made it to the plane.
And the genius is either high, or maybe Mozart was high and tapped into that.
Yeah, Johnny ate a cake pop I gave him once, and he couldn't get off the floor for 3 hours.
Cake pop.
He just laid on the floor and stared at the ceiling for 3 hours.
What were you looking at, Johnny, during 3 hours? Were you seeing things, or were you just in zombie state?
Nothing. Everything was just like, my body felt really heavy. So I just laid down on the floor, and I was like, damn, Frank.
Everyone's got stories about stuff that I gave him, but I think it's just, yeah, people give me stuff. I don't know. Anthony's got a story about his edible moment.
Yeah, last edible I will ever take. usually when someone hands you something, they always tell you, especially with edibles, don't eat the whole thing. Let it wait and blossom. And I got impatient and ended up eating the whole thing. And I was sitting there laying in bed, and I had my hand on my junk. And all of a sudden, it turned into sand and was going through my fingertips. I felt it.
Oh my God.
So I have to open up the covers like, oh, thank God, it's still there. And then and this happened like 5 times in a row, and I was like, I got to go to sleep.
And here's the thing, Frosty. He believed his penis was turning to sand and slipping through his fingers. So yeah, he scared him so much that he'll never eat another edible because he thinks that was right. His alternate reality was sand wiener.
Oh, 100%. And before that, I was eating... And it felt like I was eating spike balls, and I thought that, and I felt them going down, exploding my intestines. And so I was like, I snapped out of that one, and then all of a sudden the sand part came, and it was like, yeah.
It's never. Like a biblical Old Testament thing. Forget the pillar of salt. By the way, did you have a good time on your trip?
No.
Never do it again. No. Yeah, this guy in Illinois. He was on some narcotic. We don't know exactly what it was, but he freaked out thinking the zombie apocalypse was impending. And now he has 30 years in prison, possibly, for all the felony counts that he got just in the one night trying to escape the zombies.
I do notice one of the things, I'll give him props for this, the one of the on wheels he stole was a Ford Escape. So at least he was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
See, the props for that.
That had to trip him out when he saw it in the back of the car. Escape.
Whoa, this must be the one.
All right, so what weird thing did you believe when you were high? Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Frosty, Frank, how you doing?
Pretty good. So what did you believe when you were high?
I lived in England for 2 years, and they used to have these boats that went out of the East Coast to Amsterdam and back and forth, large cruise ships. It was about a 9-hour boat ride, so we had gone over to Amsterdam, picked up some acid, and for the cheap tickets, you just had to stay up on deck. And we were up on deck on the way back, and the waves were just small little waves, but they turned into tidal waves and kind of freaked us out. We kind of got down on the ground. We're holding onto the rail and screaming. And then when the wave kind of went away, we looked around, and everybody was just kind of staring at us. What the heck was going on? And we decided it was probably best for the rest of the trip to get one of the more expensive cabins down below decks and try to ride it out down there in safety.
That's so funny. Wow. All right, Nick, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to send you to the 35th annual Paley Fest at the Dolby Theater. It's March 16th through the 25th, and you'll get tickets to Fox's The Orville on March 17th, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
There you go. You're going to like that. Stay on hold. Next is going to be Marty. Marty, what bizarre thing did drugs convince you was real?
Oh, that I was a tree.
You believed you were a tree.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story. I was at a park, and my friends were smoking PCP out of a cigarette, and I'd never done that before, so I thought I'd take a couple hits. And all I know, and I don't even know how many puffs I took, but my arms started looking like limbs, and my legs were like a stump, and I couldn't move. But all the other trees, every time I would move, it was like it would all the trees would move around, and I couldn't believe it.
Did you grow roots and stuff? I mean, did you feel you were becoming part of the earth? You're growing?
No, it was just I was a tree. It was waving around, and I looked at my arms. I tried to move around. I tried to bend over if I could crawl to wherever I could go, and it just wouldn't do it. It was just limbs there.
Were you talking to your friend who was the original smoker of the PCP when you said, "Oh, give me a couple hits"? I mean, were you saying, "Hey, man, I'm a tree"?
Yeah, and they were laughing at me because I guess they were immune to it or whatever. I don't know what was going on.
Like, don't be a pussy, Willow.
It's time for you to leave.
Time for you to leave. All right, Marty. I'm going to give you a prize, too. I'm going to send you out to that Paley Fest as well for tickets to the Orville on March 17th.
Anyway, you get them Eagle tickets?
I already gave away the Eagle tickets. I can give you something else, though, if you don't want that. I'll send you to NASCAR Xfinity 300. You want to go to that?
Yeah, thank you.
Marty, one quick parting question. When you snapped out of it, did you finally realize, my God, I'm not a tree? Or how long did you think you were a tree?
That whole night, the next day, I was like normal. I just couldn't believe I went through that. Frosty, it was... I never did that stuff again.
So there was a moment when you woke up and said, oh, my God, I'm not a tree.
It felt like a nightmare, I'll tell you that.
He woke up, took a hot shower because his friend raked him that night.
Oh.
He raked him? Come on. No?
Marty's just a... he's just a sap.
Marty, stay on hold. We'll give you those tickets. Oh, my God. Tree. Oh, when you think, you know, you can't top Marty thinking he was a tree, Tommy comes along. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on?
What alternate universe did you believe was real when you were high?
So this is way back when I was in high school. But so my friends and I, we went to McDonald's earlier the day. And then we went back later and we smoked salvia. And I remember it being dark, and I saw light, and I kept crawling up, and then I realized I was in Ronald McDonald's pocket. I looked down, and I saw the clown shoes, and yeah, so I was actually in his pocket.
We can't possibly beat this.
Where? I mean, you were sitting in a booth at McDonald's when this happened?
Well, that was earlier in the day, so we ate, and then ate at McDonald's, then went back to the buddy's house, and then...
Oh, then you smoked it.
So for some reason, it was transferred over.
Did you discover anything in his pocket?
That's great.
Keys,
stuff.
Anything?
No, I didn't. It was, I could almost, feel it, still to this day.
Oh, my God.
The lining of it.
All right, I'm going to send you... Let's see. I'm gonna send you to see the Orville at the Paley Fest, okay?
Awesome, great, thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna love that.
Don't go to Wendy's, man. I think you're stuck in her hair.
That makes me want to go to Wendy's now.
I'm stuck in her freckle.
Let's see. Peter, he thought he was crapping out of his mouth.
Well, that's
I don't even know if we can take his call, can we?
You gotta be very careful the way he words this. We could, but just
I don't know if we can.
That's not.
I think that's
if that's the gist
that's
of it.
Enough.
Yeah, okay.
That's the cliff notes.
I don't even know why he thought that, but we can picture it already, so that's enough.
All right. Let's see. Ryan believed he was looking at his own house when he was miles away.
Interesting.
All right, let's find out that story. Hello, Ryan.
All right, good morning, Frosty and Frank. So I'm gonna make it quick. Computer duster 10 years ago, working for office supply company, delivering at the USC campus. I had a little extra product, and I happened to grab a can of computer duster, and I started screwing around and breathing some of that, and I'm sitting in my truck, and keep in mind, I'm on the campus at USC. as I'm looking out the windshield of my work truck, all of a sudden I could just completely envision I'm looking at my own house and I see my buddy's Nova pull up and he gets out and he's in the front yard like with his hands on his hip looking for me. And I'm honking my horn. Keep in mind, I'm on the USC campus. I'm honking my horn, waving my hand out the window saying, Adam, Adam, I'm over here. There's kids walking back and forth to class, riding bikes and all this stuff. And then I say, screw it. I'm going to get out and just yell, you know, from outside the truck. I open the door to the truck, and I hit the floor like a sack of bricks. The can that I was huffing fell out of my lap and went rolling and tumbling. And this little young, you know, Asian kid on a bike picks it up and says, here, man, I think you dropped this. And within like 15 seconds, I come out of it because on that computer duster crap, it's like a 15, 20-second quick hallucination.
Did you say to the kid, get off my lawn?
I just told him, thanks, man. You know, appreciate it. I don't know what happened there. I just lost my balance. And, but I mean, it was the craziest thing ever. I couldn't believe it. Never.
You know why I believe his story?
Because it's so weird.
It was an Asian kid on the USC campus. That's what made
it. You know, we could be talking about poop mouth guy.
That's
but
what
no.
made it real.
Hey, do you have a bench sevenfold ticket, Frank?
Yes, I do, and they are yours, my friend.
All right.
Into the World Tour at the Forum, August 22nd, furnished by Live Nation. So the tickets go on sale for everybody else this Friday, but you just won them there, Ryan. So stay on hold.
Thank you, Frank. Frosty, you guys rule.
Thank you, man. We'll hook you up.
Really, you know, a lot of you have dreams. I have dreams that they're very real when you're having them. And so what these drugs is doing is putting you in dream state, and you like him, you're seeing and experiencing,
you believe it,
sights, sounds, and it's real at the time.
So real Desiree believed that her house was being attacked by the SWAT team. Mm. Hello, Desiree.
Hey.
Tell us your story.
Okay, so when I was younger, I had a boyfriend, and he was a drug dealer. He used to sell meth, and my best friend and I, she lives right next door. I don't know how many days we were up or what we were doing exactly, but she's like, you know, I'm going to go home. And I was like, fine. So she goes home and like, they're installing like a Metrolink station, like at the like corner of my street where I used to live. And they were testing the lights and everything. And I call her up and I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I hear the helicopters. They're on top. They're going to like raid my house. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, the lights, don't you see them? And she's like, oh my God. She's like, you're right. She's like, you better get all the drugs and flush it down the toilet. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, should I do it? I was like, I don't want to go to jail. She's like, well, neither does your boyfriend. So I'm like freaking out. I start gathering all the drugs.
Okay. All right.
Really? I would have said the same thing, too.
Boyfriend wakes up. What are you doing?
Boyfriend wakes up. Yeah, what are you doing? I'm sorry. She said a curse word. You can't do that on the radio.
No.
Like how you feel like you're at home on the couch talking to us, but we do have jobs.
She was on drugs at one time.
Let's see. Let's talk to Ken real quick. Ken believes someone took apart his engine and put it back together upside down. Hey, Ken.
How you doing, sir?
All right, so you were high as hell, and you were convinced of an alternate reality. What happened?
Basically, I'd worked on my car that same day, did a tune-up, oil change, all this stuff, and was over at somebody's house, you know, smoked some meth, and it turned out to be laced with PCP. Went back down to start my car. Somebody stole my stereo, started the car, and then it cut out. So I looked under the hood, and everything was upside down compared to where it was in the earlier in the day.
Is it possible that you were upside down? Yeah. You went head first, and
I wish.
Is it possible you were under the car looking up?
Yes.
Unfortunately, not at that particular point. That was my alternate reality, and it just turned out that, you know, it was coming down off of something really, really bad.
That's awesome. I'm going to send you out to the 6th annual Rock Against MS benefit concert at the Los Angeles Theater March 31st, featuring Jack Russell's Great White, okay?
Awesome, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ken. Stay on hold. And we'll hook you up. But I think Jill's going to end this segment for us with her story of her alternate reality while she was high. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Frank and Frosty. Hey,
tell us what happened.
So my friends and I were smoking pot, and we went to go get some Taco Bell. And I'm eating my burrito, and I realized that the tortilla was made of human skin. And it really grossed me out, and I didn't eat Taco Bell for a long time.
You convinced yourself that the burrito was made of human skin.
Yes.
So Did you rub lotion on it? Put it back in the basket.
Put it back in the basket.
Oh, God.
It traps on the lotion.
Did you order a side of fava beans and a nice Chianti with it? Oh, Jill. All right, let me give you a prize real quick. I'm going to give you, let's see, a $50 gift card to Texas da Brasil in Irvine, one of the restaurants participating in OC Restaurant Week now through Saturday. So,
perfect.
Enjoy that.
I know you said you're ending with Jill, but I implore you to take eight just to the remaining 2 seconds.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to Oscar. Hello, Oscar.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Tell us about your alternate reality when you were high.
When I was like 15 years old, I had severe insomnia, so my doctor prescribed me Ambien, and me and my mom went to go pick up the prescription, and I didn't know anything about how strong these pills were, and I asked my mom, what should I do? She said, oh, just like cut it in half and then take the half and then take the other one. So I did that, I crushed it, then I drank some soda, and then like five minutes later, I started feeling warm and fuzzy inside. And I looked outside, and I seen, like a pink mountain, pink hills. And I looked over my mom, and I was like, oh, man, I feel so good. I need to stretch. And then right when I stretched, I turned to a piece of wood. That's what I felt like I was. I felt like I was Plank from Ed, and Eddie.
A piece of wood.
For, like, the whole car ride over to a furniture shop, and she just kept looking at me. And I snapped out of it, and I was like, oh, crap, what the hell's going on?
I used to be one of the popular kids.
What was that?
Popular kids. Oh.
Okay.
And then when we were at the furniture store, I caught myself like rubbing on a table, rubbing on the furniture. And then I snapped out of it. I was like, man, what the hell's going on? I looked around. I was looking for my mom. Like, man, those pills are crazy. So I had like 3 months supply of that. I was tripping out.
Thanks, Oscar.
Pretty well.
Thank you, Oscar. Let me give you a prize real quick. I'm gonna send you to, let's see, the nighttime show with Stephen Kramer Glickman at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday. It's always fun, that show. So enjoy.
Oh, cool, thanks.
Stay on hold, and I'll hook you up with that.
And that was just Ambien. I mean, is that stuff still in the market? I mean, that's not even...
We're going to have to remember this as a topic for the future, is your alternate realities while you're high, because that was pretty entertaining, all right? Lisa May, what's going on in traffic now?
Traffic report brought to you by...